In this episode of Timeless Tactics, Your Path to Unstoppable Growth, we take a deep dive into practical strategies to confront and overcome fear through the power of logic and reasoning. Fear is a natural human response, hardwired into us to protect from danger, but in many cases it clouds our judgment, paralyzes decision-making, and holds us back from reaching our full potential. By breaking fear down into manageable parts, analyzing its origins, and learning to separate perceived threats from real ones, we can better understand its triggers and regain control over our emotions. Fear doesn't have to dominate your life. Instead, it can become a tool for growth and self-awareness. Join us as we explore techniques to shift your mindset, build resilience, and uncover the hidden opportunities that fear can present. We'll examine common misconceptions that often magnify fear, making it feel larger than life, and provide methods to keep it in check. By reframing your perspective, fear can transform from a barrier into a stepping stone for growth. You'll also learn actionable steps to approach life's challenges with clarity, courage, and a renewed sense of purpose. Whether you're facing personal struggles, professional obstacles, or simply striving to build greater emotional strength, this episode is packed with valuable insights, practical tools, and strategies to help you rise above adversity. Don't miss this empowering conversation designed to inspire growth, foster confidence, and help you thrive in any situation. Overcoming fear through rejection, turning setbacks into stepping stones. Whether it's in your career, relationships, or personal goals, rejection can evoke fear, self-doubt, and hesitation. It's that sinking feeling in your chest, the nagging voice in your head that whispers, "What if I'm not good enough? What if this failure defines me?" But what if we told you that rejection could become one of your most powerful tools for personal growth? Rejection, as painful as it may feel, often holds lessons that can shape us into stronger, more capable individuals. By shifting your mindset, you can reframe rejection not as a failure, but as feedback, an opportunity to learn, grow, and improve. Stick around, because in this section, we'll explore the emotional impact of rejection, why our brains often magnify its significance, and how to stop personalizing every setback. You'll discover how to turn rejection into an opportunity for progress, whether it's about refining your skills, reevaluating your goals, or simply learning to build resilience in the face of challenges. With practical techniques and inspiring stories, we'll show you how rejection can be a stepping stone towards something greater. By the end of this discussion, you'll be equipped to face rejection with a fresh perspective, viewing it as a natural part of growth rather than an obstacle in your path. Let's turn those setbacks into your greatest comebacks. Segment 1. Understanding the fear of rejection. Fear of rejection is something almost everyone experiences. It's part of being human. At its core, this fear stems from our natural need to belong, to feel accepted, and to avoid isolation. In the past, being excluded from a group could mean life or death, as survival often depended on community. While those stakes don't exist in the same way today, our brains haven't fully caught up. Rejection still feels deeply personal, like an attack on our identity or self-worth. But here's the truth: it's not. More often than not, rejection is about circumstances, not your value as a person. Think about it. When was the last time you held back from pursuing something because you feared hearing no? Maybe it was asking for a promotion, pitching an idea, applying for a new opportunity, or opening up to someone. You weren't stopped by a lack of ability, passion, or drive. What held you back was the fear of how rejection might feel. That sting of disappointment and self-doubt can seem crushing in the moment. But here's something to remember: rejection happens to everyone. Even the most successful people have faced no more times than they can count. The difference is, they didn't let it define them. And you don't have to either. What if rejection wasn't something to fear, but something to learn from? Imagine reframing it as feedback rather than failure. Not getting that promotion doesn't mean you're not talented. It could be about timing or factors beyond your control. That creative idea might not be a no forever. It might just need refining or a different audience. Sometimes rejection is simply a not right now or not this way. When you start to see rejection as part of the process, it becomes less about stopping you and more about guiding you forward. Every setback carries lessons that can help you grow stronger, wiser, and more prepared for the next opportunity. Rejection isn't the end of your story. It's a redirection. It's a chance to reassess, adjust, and find a new, possibly better path. In fact, many successful people credit pivotal breakthroughs to moments when rejection forced them to pivot and try something different. Those moments of no led to their greatest achievements. In this series, we'll explore how to navigate rejection in a way that empowers you. Together, we'll uncover strategies to build resilience, learn from setbacks, and shift your mindset so rejection feels less daunting and more like a stepping stone. Remember, every no you face is bringing you closer to the yes that truly matters. So the next time you're met with rejection, take a deep breath and remind yourself, it's not a reflection of your worth. It's an opportunity to grow, evolve, and uncover new possibilities. You've got this, and we're here to help guide you every step of the way. Segment 2, reframing rejection as an opportunity. Here's a mindset shift for you. What if we started viewing rejection as redirection? While rejection can feel like a roadblock, it's often a detour guiding us toward better opportunities we may not have initially considered. Every rejection carries a valuable lesson if we're open to finding it. It teaches resilience, forces us to evaluate our approach, and helps us uncover new paths we might not have explored otherwise. What seems like a setback in the moment often turns out to be a stepping stone in hindsight, leading us to something even greater. Think about authors like J.K. Rowling or entrepreneurs like Walt Disney, both of whom faced countless rejections before achieving extraordinary success. Rowling's Harry Potter manuscript was famously rejected by over a dozen publishers, some of whom couldn't see its potential or dismissed it entirely, before it finally landed at Bloomsbury, becoming a global phenomenon. Similarly, Walt Disney faced repeated denials from banks and investors when trying to fund his early projects, including Disneyland, an idea many thought was destined to fail. Despite these setbacks, both Rowling and Disney refused to let rejection stop them. Instead, they used those challenges as opportunities to refine their visions, push forward with greater resolve, and ultimately create legacies that continue to inspire millions. The truth is, rejection didn't define them, it strengthened them. It's a reminder that a single no doesn't mean the end of the road. It's simply a sign to adjust your course. When we shift our perspective from seeing rejection as failure to viewing it as guidance, we open ourselves up to growth, self-improvement, and the possibility of something even better. Every no we encounter has the potential to set us up for a more meaningful yes down the road. It's just a matter of trusting the process and staying the course. So, the next time you face rejection, take a moment to reflect. What lesson is it teaching you, and where might it be redirecting you? Segment 3, building emotional resilience. Now, let's be honest. The sting of rejection is very real. Whether it's being turned down for a job, a missed opportunity, or a personal setback, rejection has a way of hitting us where it hurts. It's natural to feel hurt, disappointed, or even frustrated when things don't go as planned. And here's the thing, it's okay to feel those emotions. You're human, and those feelings are valid. What's important, though, is to not stay stuck in that emotional space for too long. Building emotional resilience is about finding the balance between acknowledging your feelings and taking action to move forward. Rejection, while painful, is something everyone faces at some point in their lives. Even the most successful people have been in your shoes. They've been told no, faced setbacks, and dealt with moments of doubt. The difference is how they choose to handle it. Resilience is a skill, and like any skill, it can be developed over time. By learning how to bounce back from rejection, you empower yourself to grow stronger and more capable in the face of challenges. Here are some actionable steps to help you navigate rejection and turn it into an opportunity for growth. Acknowledge your feelings. Permit yourself to feel hurt, angry, or disappointed. It's a normal reaction. Bottling up emotions doesn't help, but processing them does. Instead of suppressing those feelings, allow yourself to sit with them for a moment. Journaling can be a great way to reflect constructively and clear your mind. Writing down your thoughts helps you process them and can even bring clarity to your emotions. You might also talk to a trusted friend, family member, or mentor who can provide a listening ear and perspective. The key is to release those initial emotions in a healthy way so they don't weigh you down. Detach and analyze. Once the initial wave of emotion subsides, it's time to look at the situation with a clearer mind. Take a step back and try to view the rejection objectively. Was it due to timing, circumstances, or external factors that were beyond your control? Was there something in your approach that you could adjust or refine? Often, rejection isn't a reflection of your worth or abilities, even though it can feel that way in the moment. By analyzing the situation, you can gain insights that help you separate yourself from the outcome and understand that rejection is often situational, not personal. Adopt a growth mindset. Rejection can be a powerful teacher, if you let it. Instead of seeing it as a failure, think of it as feedback. What can you learn from the experience? How can you refine your skills, improve your approach, or expand your network to better position yourself for future opportunities? For example, if you didn't land a job, ask for feedback from the employer to understand what they were looking for and how you might align more closely with those expectations in the future. If a personal goal doesn't work out, consider what changes you can make moving forward. Every rejection has something to teach, but you have to be open to learning from it. Take the next step quickly. The key to overcoming rejection is action. Once you've processed your feelings and extracted the lessons, don't dwell on what went wrong. The longer you focus on the rejection, the harder it becomes to move forward. Apply what you've learned and take a step toward your next goal. Whether it's submitting another application, pursuing a new lead, or revisiting your strategy, even small actions can create momentum. Taking deliberate steps forward is what builds resilience and keeps you focused on what's ahead rather than what's behind you. Reframe rejection as part of the process. It can help to think of rejection as a normal, even necessary part of the journey towards success. Every no brings you closer to the yes you're working for. Many highly accomplished individuals, artists, entrepreneurs, athletes, talk openly about the hundreds of rejections they faced before achieving their goals. What separates them is their willingness to keep going despite setbacks. The more you reframe rejection as a stepping stone rather than a roadblock, the easier it becomes to handle. Remember, rejection isn't the end. It's part of the journey. It's a sign that you're putting yourself out there, taking risks, and striving for something greater. Every successful person has faced it, learned from it, and grown stronger because of it. You can too. By embracing rejection, learning from it, and continuing to take action, you're building the resilience and strength to achieve your goals, no matter how many obstacles appear along the way. Segment 4, practical exercises to move beyond fear. All right, it's time to dive into some practical steps. If you're ready to build resilience and move beyond the fear of rejection, here are a few exercises designed to reframe your mindset, strengthen your confidence, and help you develop a healthier relationship with rejection. The Rejection Challenge. This exercise involves seeking out situations where rejection is a possibility. It could be something as simple as asking for a discount at a store, requesting a favor from someone you don't know well, or applying for jobs, roles, or projects that feel slightly out of reach. The goal isn't to succeed every time or avoid rejection. It's to desensitize yourself to it over time. When rejection becomes a regular occurrence, it starts to lose its power. You begin to understand that rejection is rarely personal. It's often situational and does not define your value or worth. This practice also builds emotional resilience, helping you bounce back faster and approach future opportunities with greater confidence. The bonus? You might surprise yourself by hearing yes more often than expected. Keep a rejection journal. Documenting your experiences with rejection can be incredibly eye-opening and empowering. Start by jotting down every instance of rejection you face, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant. Write out what happened, how it made you feel, and most importantly, what you learned from the experience. For example, you might have asked for feedback after a missed opportunity and gained insights into areas for improvement. Over time, this journal will help you notice patterns in your reactions and see tangible signs of your growth. You'll also come to view rejection as a stepping stone rather than a setback, transforming it into a tool for self-reflection and personal development. Watching your progress unfold on paper can be a powerful motivator to keep pushing forward. Role-playing scenarios. Sometimes the best way to build confidence is through practice in a supportive, low-stakes environment. Partner with a trusted friend, mentor, or coach to role-play scenarios where rejection might occur. These could include pitching a bold idea, asking for constructive feedback, negotiating for something important, or proposing an ambitious initiative. By rehearsing these situations, you'll learn how to respond calmly and effectively, even when faced with a no. Role-playing also helps you fine-tune your approach and identify areas for improvement in your communication style. Over time, you'll develop a sense of control and ease, making real-world rejections feel far less intimidating. Plus, having someone to offer encouragement and guidance can make the process feel more manageable and even enjoyable. By practicing these exercises consistently, you'll begin to see rejection not as something to fear, but as an opportunity to learn, grow, and build resilience. Overcoming the fear of rejection takes time and effort, but with these tools, you'll be well on your way to transforming it into a stepping stone for personal and professional success. Keep at it. You've got this. Closing thoughts. Rejection is a part of life, and while it's never easy, it doesn't have to define you. Instead of seeing rejection as a roadblock, try viewing it as a stepping stone on your journey to growth. Each no you face is a chance to learn, adapt, and move closer to achieving your goals. Remember, every rejection is simply one step closer to the right yes. We hope today's episode has given you fresh tools and insights to face rejection with strength and confidence. If you found this valuable, why not share it with someone who could benefit from these ideas too? Together, we can help each other grow. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and rate us. It truly makes a difference and helps us reach more people like you. We'd also love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, stories, or questions with us on social media or via email. Your voice matters to us, and who knows, your story might even inspire a future episode. Thank you for being part of this journey of self-discovery and growth with us. Until next time, this is the Timeless Tactics Podcast. Keep striving, keep learning, and above all, keep believing in yourself. You have everything it takes to reach your potential, and we're right here cheering you on. You've got this!